Got an issue you just can't fix?
On the fence about what direction you should take?
Been wrestling
with a situation that's out of control?
Let's take it out of the too hard basket.
I love the too hard basket because it's always either something that we've all had to deal with or it's something extreme and fascinating that you think you could have to deal with one day. And I want your help to solve this one. It's from Vanessa. She writes, my 14-year-old daughter was invited to a sleepover at a friend's house. This particular friend, says Vanessa, is quite tricky and I think so is her mother. Vanessa doesn't explain what she means by tricky. We'll get to that. At the sleepover with one other friend there, each were given a set of designer pajamas as a gift. Being close to my daughter's birthday, there was also a present for that, a pair of expensive earrings. Vanessa goes on, those, along with the pyjamas, would have cost over $200. I was shocked. I wanted to give the presents back. And yes, even my daughter thought it was completely over the top. Vanessa says, I'm worried about the expectation to return the gesture, not so much because of the money, but because I don't want to get into buying ridiculous gifts for school friends. I don't want my daughter to think this is the way friendships are made, that you have to give a gift of near or equal value. A small $20 gift, says Vanessa, still says, I care about you as a friend. What do you do when your child gets a gift like that? Do you just let people do that kind of crazy gift giving? Vanessa ends. Well, have you had to negotiate a similar situation? Is it trying to buy friendship or is it just innocent extravagance? Leave a post on the Radio National Facebook page where there is quite a bit of discussion about this already. Joining me, possibly in their pyjamas, no judgment here, George McEncrow, entrepreneur and comedian. Hello, George.
Hello, Hillary. How are you?
Good. And Rick Goddard, presenter at ABC Hobart. Rick, hello.
Hi, Hillary.
So I'm in
Hi, Rick.
I'm in my op shop flannelette pyjamas, just so we can set the context here. But George, you've got teenage daughters, or you had teenage daughters. Have you been in a similar position to Vanessa?
Hell yeah. I had four teenagers all at the same time. Don't ask me why.
Or
and
how.
I don't know why. But anyway, I had all of them at once and I read Vanessa's letter and I have had experiences very similar to this. I think it's about controlling what you can control and what you can't. I once had everyone's at a level, I guess, and I think it's a bit sad that this little girl felt she needed to buy pajamas for her friends, but that's kind of not on Vanessa or her daughter. You can't really control that. And one thing you absolutely cannot do is control who your friends hang out with.
Well, and you've had to deal with this in a pretty concrete way, haven't you, George?
Yeah, absolutely. My son was invited on a very expensive, extravagant day trip to the snow. And I was like, nah, man, we just don't move in snow kind of money. I just rang the parents and said, listen, we can't afford it. It was $380 or something for a day trip for ski pass. And when I was just frank with them, they just said, look, that's not a problem. We'll hire all the staff. My son had a beautiful day. But he didn't get it into his head that was, you know, an expectation that I suddenly had to keep up with the Joneses, because that was just not going to happen, especially times four. And it was a lovely day for him. And I think the other thing to think is if your child gets given a really ordinary gift that's cheap and, you know, whatever, you wouldn't be judging those parents or that family for that either. So, you know, you've just got to let other people give graciously what they want and just stay in your own lane where you're comfortable.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's lovely to get a gift, isn't it? But Rick Goddard, what's your take? I mean, is this a kind of first world modern times problem that perhaps we're over-egging a bit?
I think this is deeply tribal, Hillary. Gift giving is diplomacy, and it's really important that we measure ourselves and our social standing and connection with each other with the gift. So I fully understand the anxiety. I think lots of people suggested on Facebook writing a really nice thank you note and staying in your own lane. But I don't think it's the girl who's wanting to give extravagant gifts. It's the mum. And I don't think the daughter's probably that concerned. Again, it's the mum. So when I was a teenager, we hung out at each other's houses. So our parents would get all 10 of us once in my group of friends every 10 weeks or so.
Oh, good Lord.
And they started to hear oh, this parent put beer out. Oh, that parent put food out. And over time, it got more and more extravagantly catered as the parents all competed with each other. We were bemused. We just wanted a living room with the lights down, you know, so we could dance and use music and pash. It's about the parents.
That's really interesting.
They do what they want to do. If she likes gifts like pajamas and earrings, bless her.
Well, use of the word tricky is interesting, isn't it, George? What's your thought about that?
Yeah, look, I think if they're tricky, it's probably because that little girl is a bit needy or her mother's very anxious that her daughter fits in and she's overpitched, right? It probably, you know, it's a bit of an overkill. If you're a cool kid, you don't need to be giving people brand new fancy pajamas. That's deeply kind of uncool. And I would say the mother's anxiety is by the top of the line. But you know, she'll figure it out. The level will be found of what's kind of okay and normal. That little girl will then go to a bunch of other sleepovers where no one's buying anyone pajamas. And instead the trend is to, you know, make each other bracelets out of beads, and that'll be the new currency. You know, I think you're always going to come across it. And I remember living in Istanbul, and one of the best pieces of advice I got, speaking of cultures and tribes, was don't ever say you really admire something in somebody's home, because the host will be compelled to wrap that up if it's a beautiful 1,000-year-old kalim and force you to take it home with you, you know, because that was a real, you know, I think we see these things all the time. Like, you know, don't ever say, what a wonderful chandelier. It will come off the ceiling and it will be in the boot of your car.
So, families, you have to be careful.
I love that.
Yeah, I know. Plotting which people's houses to go to now and admire things. But you
don't want it, do you? You just want to say, oh, that's very nice, you know, and move on.
Well, that's the thing. Families are cultures too, aren't they? And different families have different cultures. Rick Goddard, how do you navigate that when it becomes clear that the other family does things quite differently from you? Can you make it compatible somehow?
Well, I'm going to devil's advocate here. I think there's some reverse snobbery potentially going on. Some people are materialistic. Now, if you grow up in a city, fancy suburb with lots of Steiner schools, yes, of course, making things with beads is how you talk. But if a kid turned up at my kid's school with a bought Halloween costume or whatever book week costume, everyone was like, oh, they bought it. Ooh. But that's okay for those people. And some people like to express themselves like that. Let's be honest, the brand of those pajamas was not that high. You know, it wasn't Gucci or Versace. That would be over the top.
Yeah.
It's just a high street brand. It's not that fancy. If that's how they roll, I wonder if the other mother, in calling her tricky, is possibly Vanessa being a little bit judgmental to say, not like me, a bit flashy, a bit over the top, and maybe a bit materialistic and acquisitive. Well,
yeah, that's
okay,
interesting.
As well as being homespun and linen with your beeswax rats. They're just all choices.
The question then, Rick, is how do you talk to your kid about that and maintain that friendship if that's what the two kids want to do?
I think you go, they're like this, we're like this, and you as a person get to choose how you want to be. I'm not going to judge you if you would like to be more fashionable than I am as a person, but I've seen heaps of mums and daughters struggle with that. I don't want you to be the kind of daughter where you're my little mini-me and we wear matching clothes, because that's not our vibe, but it is their vibe. It doesn't necessarily make them bad people unless there's expectation. And I have seen that as a manipulative thing with a guy who turned up at a share house I was in, bought everyone gifts, and then said to me, I do this for a week, and then afterwards I just bludge off everyone for months. It always works.
Interesting.
So you're onto that. You're onto that. And I think that's one of the things, you know, if there is no expectation that this be returned, then it's not a problem. And I'd also like to say to Vanessa, you've got to trust your kid, trust the parenting you've done so far. Most of it you've already done between 0 and 5 anyhow. And if you try and intervene between your girl and her new best friend, you are on a hiding to nothing. Some of my kids went out, you know, hung out with some absolute shockers, but you just bite your lip, you invite them to tea, and you let them be a part of your life, and you make your, you know, the rules kind of clear around your house, and trust your kid. In the end, your kid will ditch that kid if they're no good. Yeah. They will.
You'd
if they
like,
make them unhappy, yeah, they'll be gone.
You'd be like Tom Cruise's character in Magnolia. I'm silently judging you over the dinner table. Really fascinating texts coming through on this, George and Rick. Move schools is one.
Whoa.
That's extreme. And another one says, your commentators have no idea whether it's the mother's decision. Why is the mother always blamed? Good point, though this was specifically named in the letter that Vanessa sent us. That's the only reason we're saying it's the mum, it's the mum, it's the mum.
It's okay. Always the mother's fault. No.
Ooh, Rick, hiding to nothing.
That warrants more exploration, certainly. And I agree with George that trusting your daughter, she's already said that seems a bit over the top to me. Your values at
George, your final thoughts on how to talk to your daughter or whether you need to talk to the other family about it at all?
I certainly don't talk to the other family about it any more than you would talk to the other family if they gave your child a gift that you thought was cheap and tacky. It's just rude. You've just got to be gracious in the, you know, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Accept it, make a note of it, and just explain to your kid, look, I'm glad you got these really nice fancy jammies, but we don't do that. You know, you can buy something else. You've got a budget of whatever, $25 for birthday presents or whatever it is, and that's the budget we stick to. But you don't need to spend money to show people you care about them.
Yep. Gracious thank you note and move on, as we will now. Rick Goddard, George McEncrow, thank you both so much for joining us on the Too Hard Basket today.
Thanks so
much. Always a pleasure.
For me too. God, I love the Too Hard Basket. So nice to be here on a Friday for a change. Rick Goddard, presenter at ABC Hobart, and George McEncrow, entrepreneur and comedian.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.